Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Happy Sunday. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I want to thank you for tuning in this morning. Let me ask you a question. How many of you out there listening, you want to invest in real estate, but you haven't started yet because there's a belief in the back of your mind that says it's going to take years and years before real estate investing begins to impact your life? Well, if that's you, I want to dispel that myth this morning. I want to take away the fear, because fear, my friends, it's an acronym. It stands for false evidence appearing real. And if you think real estate investing takes years and years before it begins to change your life, you're wrong. And I'm going to prove it to you this morning. My friends, real estate investing, the way we do it, has an immediate impact, not only financially, but it impacts our life mentally, spiritually, and these changes, it seems, come practically overnight, really just within a few short weeks. And that's the model we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's very simple. Anyone can do it. People from all walks of life are doing this, and they're very successful. And it's truly a path that is life-changing. I've got a guest this morning I'd like to introduce and bring on board and talk about this a little bit. Jordan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate you coming on. Jordan, why don't you give the listener a little bit of background about yourself?
Sure. So I'm married, 40 years old. I've got two kids. I live in Keller, Texas, which is just north of Fort Worth. And I'm a real estate broker. I've been selling real estate now for maybe about 20 years or so. Never really got into the investment side of it until I got involved with Lifestyles Unlimited. But we moved to Keller about 5 years ago from Florida. We lived there for 15 years. And just living and working here in beautiful Texas.
Excellent. Well, I know Keller pretty well. So, Jordan, it's interesting that you being a realtor and not investing in real estate, and it took me a while to discover the power of real estate investing and how we make money. But obviously I've embraced that, but I was always kind of surprised that I feel like realtors are on the inside of real estate, but so many of them, it's very rare to meet an actual realtor that owns rental property. That always surprises me.
Yeah. It's interesting. Not a lot of agents, do invest in real estate, and I was one of them. I was a passion for real estate. I bought my first place when I was in my early 20s, and when we sold that property, we made money, and I thought, oh, I could make money in real estate, not just selling it. But I got into investment property management after that for about 3 years, and I saw a lot of investors who were doing really, really well with it. I thought, wow, wouldn't it be great someday to have a rental portfolio, so many doors, so many tenants. But when I got out of that, I went back into sales. The market crashed, and we actually came out stronger on the other end. But, in real estate, for me, it was always about just chasing the next commission. You want to get the next sale and make your money from selling real estate to other people, not necessarily investing in it yourself. So I've always had an interest in it. But never really got involved in it until recently.
When did you join Lifestyles Unlimited?
So I attended a 2-day with Dave Fisher a little over 2 years ago. Okay. And after that 2-day, I was sort of pumped up, and wanted to get out there and start implementing some of the techniques that I learned as that 2-day. But I didn't officially join Lifestyles Unlimited until April of 2019. So I'm coming up on my 2-year anniversary. Yeah.
Okay. So, and you didn't own any properties. You'd always had the interest, but you didn't actually own any rental property before then. Well, you didn't have anything in your portfolio at that time, I guess.
No. After the 2-day, I went out and bought a couple, but realized that I needed more help, because, acquiring the properties, I just felt like there was a hole in my swing. So I wanted to get more education and more coaching, and that's when I decided to join.
There you go. Yeah, the 2-day will absolutely fire you up. I mean, I remember sitting in that class going, I can't wait for Monday to get here because I'm ready to go. So, yeah, that's interesting. You came out of the two-day and purchased two houses right off the bat?
Yeah, that's right. I can relate to what you just said there because I was even worse. I was actually looking up properties on the MLS in between breaks on the weekend class. So I was just so fired up, and I wanted to start looking for properties right away. And so, yeah, immediately after that 2-day, I just, started searching and, making offers and trying to get good deals. And yeah, so I was right out of the gate. I wanted to get started.
You were ready to go.
Yeah.
I came out of the 2-day, I was ready to go, but every time there was a house that was essentially, hey, here's one, I wouldn't pull the trigger. It took me, it's insane, but it took me 6 months. And literally standing in front of this just destroyed home, and it was a Lifestyles Unlimited realtor, and he said, Harrison, if you don't buy this house, I have 10 people that will. And he said, it's time. And so he really, he kind of pushed me a little bit, and I needed that. But after that, I had your spirit. I was hitting everything I could. So I got to 11 houses within 3 years. So, yeah. It was great. So you have 11 homes currently right now?
We're 12, and we'll be closing on the 13th on Monday, tomorrow.
Outstanding. So let's pick that up. We'll talk about it after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Dell Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Dell Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Good morning. I want to thank you for tuning in. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. If you'd like to call our show with any questions at all, We're talking with Jordan about his real estate portfolio and his real estate investing path. Our number is 855-497-4335. Or as always, send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. I do respond to each and every email personally. So, Jordan, when we left off, you were saying that you had your 13th home. You're closing Monday, tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow, correct.
Okay, congratulations. I mean, once you got going, you didn't slow down.
No, yeah, I'm hooked. What can I say? You know,
I
really enjoy it. I've always loved real estate, but this is a whole new facet of real estate that I'm really enjoying. Yeah.
You've accomplished quite a bit in a short amount of time. It's pretty incredible. I'm looking at your portfolio summary now, but before we get into it, this 13th home is going to be a home run. I'm looking at the numbers. Let's talk about that a little bit. What excites you most about this property?
Well, yeah, so this is going to be my first zero out of pocket deal. I love real estate. It's amazing. I'm going to pick up this home. I'm going to add probably about $40,000 in equity into our home, and I don't have to come out of pocket. Zero money out of pocket. It's pretty amazing, and that's what really excites me. It's just the infinite return I'm going to get on doing this deal.
Yeah, if you're zero out of pocket, your return's infinity, whether it's paying you $100 a month or $200. Or looks like this one's going to cash flow somewhere probably just under $400 a month. And
yep.
I promise you right now, Jordan, people are listening to us right now, and they're saying, that's impossible. How do you do that? So I'll throw it to you and let you maybe break it down as to how you're going to come out of pocket zero. Of course, you hadn't closed. You'll close Monday. But let's break that down a little bit.
Yeah, sure. So I'm picking up this home for $28,000, and I put together, my contractor and I, we put together a scope of work to just make it beautiful from top to bottom. It needs everything.
Best product, best price, right.
Exactly right, exactly right. So we're going to put a full probably $60,000 into it, maybe, you know, $70,000 if things come up.
Yeah.
But after it's all fixed up and beautiful, we had an appraiser go out, and he said, yeah, once it's all fixed up and beautiful, it's going to be worth about $140,000. So I'm buying it for $28,000 plus closing costs and putting $60,000-$70,000 into it. It's going to be worth $140,000. And my hard money lender, he's willing to lend me up to 75% of that $140,000 to buy the place.
So there it is,
and
right
so,
there. That's the secret sauce, right? So 140, and I'm just punching in my trusty calculator here, times 75%. So they're going to loan you 105. So if the house is 28 plus 70 in rehab, then that's 100,000. So as you can see, that's zero out of pocket. And if any of you listeners out there need more clarity on that, send me an email. I'm happy to go over it with you. askmike@luinc.com. So, Jordan, congratulations. You're part of the Zero Out-of-Pocket Club. And as they'd say on ESPN, boom goes the dynamite. I mean, your return is going to be infinity. How in the heck did you find a property like that?
So, yeah, so it's about building relationships and through networking, through Lifestyles Unlimited. I connected with a contractor that I, you know, like and trust. And I just told him, you know, if you see a house out there that looks a little run down, you know, looks like it needs some work, if you can connect me with, give me the address and I can connect with the owner, you'll get the job, obviously. I'd like to buy the house. And he just called me one day and said, hey, check out this home. And here's the owner's name. And, you know, we can get you in touch with them. So I thought, great. And I reached out to her. It was a little tough going. She was out of state.
Yeah.
But once we connected, we agreed on a price. She wanted to sell and just get out of it.
Yeah.
And obviously, I wanted to buy and get into it. So it was through a relationship that I established through Lifestyles.
So essentially a vacant, just a rundown property, right?
Rundown home, absentee owner, looked like it hadn't been lived in for a long time. Nice part of town.
Yeah.
But the house was, you know, run down and just looks like it needed a lot of work. That's what I look for.
You're touching on one of my most favorite parts of being a real estate investor, at least with our model and at least what we do in lifestyles. And so you're taking a neighborhood eyesore, a house that is just absolutely distressed. And I can imagine this home, if it needs $70,000 in rehab. So absolutely distressed, you're going to fix it. You're going to fix everything. You're going to make it a nice property. We're not slumlords by any means. That's counterintuitive to people who don't invest in real estate. They think you buy a $28,000 house and you rent it out as is. But you're going to make it better for everyone in the neighborhood. The neighbors are going to be happy. The resident's going to be happy. You're doing a good deed, and you're making infinity return. How incredible is that?
Pretty amazing. I mean, it's a win-win-win, right? Actually, I accidentally bumped into the neighbor when I was out there looking at the home, and I was telling him what I was thinking about doing with it, and he was excited. And then the two houses across the street, they're newer construction, so I know they'd be excited to have something positive happen with this home. So, that's the perfect depiction of what you just said, just improving the neighborhood and making neighbors happy. Yeah.
Yeah, so for a little bit of time and for utilizing your good credit and utilizing leverage, you're going to make about $40,000 in equity. You're going to make just under, looks like under $400 a month on cash on a zero. I'm saying this again for our listener, zero out of pocket. It will cost you, you're not bringing any money to closing.
Nope, that's correct. Yeah. It's going to be zero out of pocket. And when I go to refinance, I'll be able to, because I'm borrowing 75%, when I go to refi at 80%,
right.
I don't think I'll have to bring any additional closing costs then either.
Nope. You're leveraging the whole thing, and then you're going to rent it out and to a good person, and it's going to be a great property. So that's exciting. There was a ton of those type properties, obviously, when the market crashed in 2008, 2009, 2010. I was not investing in real estate at that time. I wish I was, but we both got here as soon as we could. So, Jordan, let's pick it up on the other side and come back and maybe talk more about your portfolio. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. If you'd like to call our show, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or as always, send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. I will respond to you personally. I check each and every email I get. So we're talking with Jordan, local real estate investor here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and he closes on property number 13 on Monday. That's very, very exciting. All in a short, just about 2 years. Is that correct, Jordan?
Yep, about 2 years, correct.
Okay, short amount of time, rapid changes. Let's talk about that first home. You came out of the two-day and you purchased it, but I want to get to What's your wife think about all this? Obviously, you've been a realtor for a number of years, so she's used to that. But now you're on the other side of the business. Was there some trepidation or thought, or what does she say?
You know, my wife is so supportive. She's amazing. She just supports me in what I do. And obviously, we talk quite a bit about real estate. And she was a realtor herself, actually. She's licensed in Florida. Okay. She's very supportive and, just kind of knows where it's going. Likes to see that, there's light at the end of the tunnel with regarding to, you know, work and selling and passive income coming in. So, and, the pressure valve that's been taken off, having the extra income coming in, that's been great. She's been very supportive.
That's great. My wife kind of thought I was crazy at first. But again, very, very supportive. She's like, look, if this is what you want to do, if this is your passion, go chase it. But I can't tell you that she wasn't concerned, right? I mean, she's got that, hey, we're taking our whole net worth and we're buying these houses. Is this the right path? And there were some concerns there in the beginning.
Oh, no, I can totally relate to that, too. Yeah, I mean, it's a totally different facet of selling real estate, as a realtor, versus investing. I mean, you are investing your money, so there's a little more involved in that. But I think just because I've had a little bit more experience, she was much more supportive in the beginning. So,
right. Yeah, you haven't lived until you say, "Hey, honey, I'm cashing in that $150,000 IRA. I'm going to pay the 10% and the tax." And I'm going to go buy this beat up house or these three beat up houses. And it's for those of you out there listening, I encourage you to try that sometime, but get educated first. But it was a good conversation. But let me tell you what, she's fully engaged now. And so we're a team. I mean, we're involved in our financial future, our financial freedom, our retirement path. And I mean, she's kind of like, hey, when are we getting in the next deal? We do a lot of passive investing. I still own some houses, but we're both very excited to the extent that when we fund a passive apartment deal that we know is going to be an incredible home run 2-3 years later, we break out the Prosecco, right? Pop a bottle and kind of toast. So it's all fun. Talk to me about management. Are you managing yourself, Jordan?
So I manage one of my properties myself, and the remainder of the properties, I have a property management company take care of that for me. So it kind of, you know, as a real estate agent, you get a ton of phone calls, and so because the phone's always ringing. So it made sense for me when I first got started to hire someone to manage those properties for me. So I have a property manager that takes care of the majority of the properties for me.
Okay. And how'd you locate that property manager?
It was a Lifestyles Unlimited vendor, recommended through the company. They give you a little discount if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And I interviewed two. I've actually got two properties with one company, Lifestyles Unlimited vendor, and then the remainder are with a second property management company.
I got you. Okay. You being a realtor, do they handle the lease up and everything for you? Or, I mean, you're totally hands off after you get the property ready to go, or what's your involvement in that?
It depends on the situation. Like, I've got three homes in San Antonio, so obviously I need a lot more help with properties that are, you know, 3-4 hours away.
Yeah.
So having the property manager take care of those 100% for me makes more sense. Things are a little more local. I'm a little more hands-on.
Yeah.
But no, I would say 90% of all that's done with regards to managing the property is all taken care of by the property management company.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to let you slide on the fact that you slipped in there that you have three properties in San Antonio.
Right.
I understand it. You understand it. But for our listener out there, there's so many folks that think that if you own rental property, it needs to be next door or across the street or in the same neighborhood, on and on and on. How in the heck can you own property in another city and still have it part of your, you know, essentially part of your portfolio that's paying dividends? How'd you find those properties?
Sure. So those deals were actually brought to me by Lifestyles Unlimited Realtors. So they've got agents in San Antonio and Houston and in Austin and on obviously up here in DFW. But I was on their blast list. They blast out these deals that are actually pre-crunched for you. The numbers come in with the deal.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just did the numbers looked really good, and they were really good. And, you know, I spoke with my mentor about it. He had also invested outside of DFW. He's up here in DFW like I am. And I just talked with him about it and, you know, how he did it and how he got those great returns. And so I decided to pull the trigger. And once I did the first one, you know, I started to establish relationship with vendors down there and inspectors and GCs and those types of people. I thought I'd do another. And yeah, so now I actually own homes in three homes in San Antonio.
Next level investing. When you're able to own property that's hours away, so it might as well be, it could be San Antonio, but it could be 7-8 states away. And for those of you listening, we have listeners in California, we have listeners all over the country that don't necessarily want to own property. And I didn't mean to pick on California. I didn't. I'm kidding. But for California just has very, very expensive property. So it doesn't fit into our model. Therefore, they're investing in Houston. They're investing in San Antonio. They're investing in Dallas-Fort Worth. I know a couple that's in the military, and I believe they're in Virginia, and they were on a case study, and they have 24 doors here in Texas. So for you listeners, you don't have to live next to your rent home. You can live where you want, invest where you want. In fact, that's Adele Walmsley, Adele-ism, live where you want, invest where you want. So three of your houses, San Antonio, everything else here, Dallas-Fort Worth, Jordan?
Yeah, pretty much everything else is in North Texas. Everything else is in North Texas. Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. So I'm seeing essentially about 150 out of pocket. I know you've added a couple of houses and approximately 230,000 equity capture. Does that sound right? I know I'm a little bit behind on that portfolio.
No, that sounds about right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it, all in a short amount of time. So you've invested 150 to create an additional 230,000 of essentially wealth to the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, and keep in mind, you know, some of the homes that I bought early on, I've already sold. So they've kind of completed their cycle. You know,
that, gotcha. They're pushing us out. We're going to come back and continue that thought. My name is Mike Harrison. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Jordan just described a 66% equity capture on his investment. Go do that in the stock market, my friends.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I want to thank you for tuning in this morning. My name is Mike Harrison. You missed our previous segment. We're talking with Jordan, who's a local investor here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and just under 3 years, really just a little more than 2 years, Jordan has purchased, well, he'll purchase his 13th property there Monday morning. Now, you may be asking yourself, how the heck do I get started? How can I learn to do what Jordan's doing? Well, you got to start with a free workshop, all right? It's even easier now. I had to go to this in person, intend in person, but now we have them live streamed, and these are interactive. You can ask questions. You're not just watching a video or a webinar or anything like that. You can find that at freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. Our next workshop, February 9th, we have it at 6:30 to 8 o'clock in the evening. February 11th, 8:30 to 10 o'clock in the evening. Tune in. Come see how we make money 5 ways on every single-family home we purchase, 6 ways on every apartment community. If you want to sign up for Lifestyles and take the 2-day class that Jordan mentioned in the top of the show, well, you can join right now. $297. Buy 1 year, get 1 year free. My friends, that's a nice dinner out on the town. That's about what that costs. That's way cheaper than when I joined. We're running a special right now. But that's financialfreedomlivestream.com, and that will entitle you to take our 2-day seminar, have access to our vendor program, for instance. You can see all these great vendors that Jordan uses. And so, Jordan, speaking of vendors, tell me about your team that you utilize on these properties.
Sure. Well, first and foremost is my Lifestyles Unlimited mentor, Chris. He's been just instrumental in everything. I wouldn't be doing any of this without his help and guidance and mentorship. He's been just real pleasure to work with, and consider him a good friend. And he's been it's just been amazing to work with him. The rest, I'll find my vendors through the Lifestyles Unlimited vendor portal. So, you know, like Blake at Finishing Touches, he's on there. He's done a couple of houses for me. Noble Mortgage, they do my hard money lending. Andrew Postel over at the Guaranteed Rate, he does all of my refis. Yeah, he's awesome. And he's right here in Keller, too. So
yeah,
he's phenomenal. Greenworks does my inspections. I know I'm going to leave somebody out, right? But but yeah, no. Everyone that I find, OmniKey Property Management, Macaw Property Management, they're all on the Lifestyles portal. And they all understand the model, and they all understand, you know, what Lifestyles teaches. So when you go to ask them, you know, or have questions, they're all over it. They know exactly how Lifestyles operates and how it works, and they understand the map. And so they can really help guide you, sort of keep you inside the guardrails if you want to go, you know, try and go off and do something different, which is helpful.
They will keep you on track. And you hit on one item that I want to highlight, is that these vendors that are on our vendor portal, we utilize them as real estate investors, and we share, we network with each other, and we say, hey, here's a great GC. Here's a great insurance person that can guide you. Here's a great property manager. Every vendor or every task associated with real estate investing is there. There's legal team, there's CPAs, there's tax folks. But again, I want to highlight that these people understand our model. They cater to investors. They're not necessarily set up for retail or the general public. So they will. They'll keep us flat out from making a mistake. Blake especially, he's really good at it. He's, Harrison, you don't need this level of rehab. You need this level of rehab. And whatever's going to make us the largest amount of cash flow, maintaining that best product, best price strategy. So let's talk about strategy a little bit. What is your strategy on, are you looking for a certain return, or what are you looking for, Jordan, in these homes?
Yeah, so I try and look for something that's got a decent cash flow to it with a, you know, reasonable capital gain. I really try and keep my cash on cash return north of 10%. And then return on capital gain, I try and find things where I can get at least anywhere from 50 to 100% minimum. So when I'm looking at homes, it's sort of a equity capture with a decent yield on a cash flow basis, generally speaking.
Okay, so you said you like to keep your cash on cash above 10. I'm looking at your portfolio right now. You're, from what I'm seeing, and of course I don't have these other houses in here, you're averaging 27% cash on cash return.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
That's phenomenal. That's so every dollar you have out of pocket is earning you 27% cash on cash return on an annual basis, darn near tax free as well.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've been pretty picky and selective.
Yeah.
About and what we buy, and that's taught. You know, that's taught. I don't want to go out there buying willy nilly. That comes through, again, guidance, mentorship, through Chris Wyatt, and kind of keeping me on track.
So. That's phenomenal. That is, in fact, and I'll throw this out. Some people may or may not be familiar with the rule of 72, but I just punched in 72 divided by 27%. The rule of 72 is when will you double your money? So just your cash on cash return, you're going to double your money in 2.6 years on just that one way of making profit, making money on these houses. Have you thought about that?
Right, on just the cash flow. Yeah, I have thought about that. I've thought about, you know, holding some of these, you know, even longer term, although initially going in, the idea wasn't to hold anything for longer than maybe 2 years, but because they cash flow so well, that strategy may change, evolve over time. The end game for me, though, I think, is to get into multifamily, and with the equity tied up in the homes, it might make sense to sell a few of them and take that equity and, you know, buy into a smaller IRO deal, smaller multifamily deal. For now, we have some money in passive deals. I think we're in about 5 passive deals right now. But I think the next step for me would be to get into a multifamily situation.
Yeah, you're getting to where your equity's getting up there, and you could exchange that and easily go into an 8, a 10, a 12 unit, maybe a little more than that.
One of my resolutions for this year actually was to buy my first small community, you know, apartment community, and on the lookout now. But like had you mentioned, you know, if we hang on to them for 2.5 years, if we don't decide to do that and just hang on to them for long enough, still going to get a really decent return.
Oh yeah, fantastic! But you can 1031 and essentially continue to defer that depreciation and kick the can of the capital gains tax right down the road.
Yep, exactly.
Exchange
right.
It right into a multifamily property. That's a good plan. I like it. What has real estate investing meant for your family, Jordan?
Well, it's taken a lot of pressure off. You know, having the extra income coming in has taken a lot of pressure off finances, and it's allowed me to free up a little more time. You know, again, as real estate agents, we take a lot of phone calls or a lot of windshield time and driving around from house to house, from place to place, and open houses, although not too many open houses lately.
Yeah.
But you know, having the extra income coming in, I mean, when you're strictly on a commission basis, I don't earn a salary as a realtor. You make money when you sell. And so to have that monthly passive income coming in, it's relieving, and it's good to have a sort of a safety net and a plan B income coming in that takes pressure off. And I think my wife notices, my kids notice, you know, a little less stressful around the house, of course. So it's definitely been it's been impactful for our family in a positive way, definitely.
So when you're commission only, essentially, you have spikes, you have ups and downs in your income, and I can see how having a nice annual cash flow is going to take those extreme ups and downs away and make things, like you said, a little easier, a little more predictable. Do you have any regrets at all, Jordan, along the way?
Well, I wish I would have started sooner.
There it is.
You know?
I knew that was coming.
I'm 40 now, and you know, had I really started cranking this thing out, 10 years ago, but it's not too late. I mean, we've been talking; it's been a relatively short period of time. It's not a huge net worth, but I've doubled it in about a year. And if I can just do that for 2, 3, 4 more years, I'll be completely caught up as to where, had I started earlier, I'd be in a position today. So, yeah, my only regret is, you know, I wish I would have started sooner.
I hear you. Well, Jordan, I want to thank you for coming on the show this morning. For the rest of you out there, I want you to remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.